Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. Welcome to these Crossbreed Holster Studios for today's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm going to take a sip of my sparkling water here real quick. Hold on. Violating rule number one of a live microphone, carbonated water. Shouldn't do that. You know why. That's okay. I'm a professional. Welcome to the program. Boy, yesterday, found myself in a very unique position. I found myself in a unique position. Armed American Radio's monster broadcast ran up against the second presidential debate yesterday. And I had received information from a number of program directors that they would be preempting the final 2 hours, those stations that carry all 3 hours, which is the majority of the program, the majority of the stations, the AAR affiliates. Most carry all 3 hours. And I was informed, and it's live. Which means when they cut to the debate at 9 o'clock, which many of them did, some didn't, but many did, that I would be preempted, of course, for the presidential debate. Which left me in a position to, okay, well, what are we going to do for the final 2 hours? So I went ahead and chose to run, made the decision to run 2 great hours of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense that the vast majority of my Armed American Radio affiliates don't get. So they got fresh content for that 2 and 3 hours, those stations that did not cut away to the debate, who decided not to preempt the program. I don't have any idea how many, what that number is. But I found myself on all of my affiliates being in the unique position of being able to do live radio, pre-debate program, the hour preceding the presidential debate. So I had Matt Bruce, the captain from the Captain's America Third Watch, syndicated radio host, great guy. He and I are doing quite a bit of radio together here lately. As common, he agreed to stay on for the entire hour. Matt's a wonderful guy, gives great insight. And we were joined by John Lott, the bottom half of the hour. And, of course, John was talking about the debate. We talked a little bit about his book, some of the questions he would have liked seen asked. And some of those questions from the audience were taken by the debate commission. And as John pointed out, we expected there to be 2 questions relative to the candidate's position on the right to keep and bear arms. Interestingly, neither were asked. Now, I have a theory about why. But I think it's because you saw Martha Raddatz and Anderson Cooper do what good toe-the-line progressive liberals do. They began to debate the candidate, in this case, Trump. Now, I was a guest at 2:30 in the morning, this morning, on the Captain's America Third Watch, discussing what we talked about during that first live hour of Armed American Radio's monster broadcast pre-debate analysis. And the captain was keeping a scorecard during the debate. And as you know now, it's been reported widely, no fewer than 5 times did Hillary Clinton largely go over her time. At one point, Donald Trump pointed out, over a minute. And they never stopped her. Yet no less than 5 times, they went after Trump for doing the same thing. Both of them did, both moderators. And on more than one occasion, Martha Raddatz chose to debate Trump. Now that leads me back to this. I will never understand, ever. I cannot wrap my head around this. Why the RNC... in today's political, not even today's political climate, they've been doing it for decades. But why the RNC will agree, and they'll do it in 4 years, with the debate commissions, to allow these left-wing, progressive, liberal, flat-out left-wing, liberal, progressives to moderate these debates. And the discussion was had at 2:30 this morning on the Captain's America Third Watch. Same topic. We discussed it yesterday on Armed American Radio. That it's the debate commission that makes those decisions. Let me tell you something. The American people, from who I've talked to, not saying everybody, from who I've talked to, and it's evidence. I believe this statement is backed up by the grassroots movement of Donald Trump, that people are just fed up. They're absolutely fed up. Hence, he is where he is. That if, in fact, it happens during a next set of debates in the next election, and it will. The Republican National Committee will just cave. That's what they do. That's why Paul Ryan is the speaker. For now. More on that later. But I believe that if they said, finally, stood up and said, that's it, no. If you want three debates, and they could have gone overboard with Donald Trump because you know the networks are going to want to cover it. If you want three debates, Sean Hannity is going to moderate the first one. Mike Gallagher and, Laura Ingraham will moderate the town hall. And Rush Limbaugh will moderate the final debate. Or we're not showing up. There's no party. We're not going to be there. Because we are sick and tired of getting hit from the left. And if you're at the point now where you're thinking, oh, well, they didn't hit him from the left. There's no bias. Just turn the dial. You're wearing a dunce cap. You're not capable of taking it off. You're not capable of honest, clear thought. Any human being with a pair of eyeballs and half a sense understands the bias in the mainstream media. You need do no more than just go to CNN.com. Turn on CNN. Turn on MSNBC. Turn on ABC, NBC, CBS, and listen. And you'll know it to be the case. And if the debate commission were to balk at that and say, oh, you can't boss us around, the people will support the RNC in that decision. And you'll see the debate commissions flip. But it is just absolute insanity that they continue to allow these people to moderate these debates. And then they wonder why they get hit from the left. And guys like Brent Bozell got to go out and people got to analyze the questions. Hell, just go back and watch the last two debates. You don't even have to go back to the last five elections to see it. Just go to the last two debates. But hats off to Donald Trump for calling out the media on that and interrupting and at least making his voice heard on that. Clear-thinking Americans understand and know that he's absolutely correct about that. Honest Americans know that. So what did we see yesterday? What did you see yesterday? What did you take away from it? In the context of this program, the Second Amendment is on the line. Everything you saw last night matters to the topic of this program, which is our right to bear arms. Every question asked, every answer given by both candidates, not just the ones that point or say gun or Supreme Court, all of them, because it is an overall ideology. In order for the leftist ideology to succeed overall, the Second Amendment, as you know it, must be destroyed. That's what gives them absolute power. Now, the question wasn't asked, but it was brought up in the context of the Second Amendment yesterday. And interesting why it wasn't brought up. I think the reason the Second Amendment questions that John Lott discussed on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast yesterday with Matt Bruce and myself, the captain, and he is the captain too, he's a great guy, was because Martha Raddatz took it upon herself to waste their own time by trying to debate Donald Trump and by interrupting him while giving Hillary Clinton a complete pass. Just my theory. I don't know whether that's the case. I don't know if they blew off the questions. I don't know if they looked at them and said, I'm not going to ask those. But it was interesting to me in a town hall style debate why those questions were not asked. I don't see that being questioned anywhere. So I just put forth my theory. I think they moved on to other things because they wanted to spend the first half hour hammering Donald Trump about his locker room banter. And yeah, that's what it is. I did open the program yesterday discussing that. And when we come back from this break, I'll read you some of my transcribed remarks opening yesterday's program. I think it's important because the word hypocrite is being bantered around quite a bit in social media and elsewhere. And I think it's important that we point that out. So when we come back from this break, I'll go ahead and I'll go there for a little bit. Then we'll talk with you a little bit about what we see going forward, what Armed American Radio sees going forward, what I see going forward into this campaign. Your Second Amendment rights are on the line. Keep that in the back of your head as we continue the discussion today after the debates. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters. I'll be filling your prescription for freedom for the fastest hour in radio. We'll be back right after this with some good, hard-hitting discussion and analysis. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is back in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. How the heck are you? Boy, oh boy. What a past few days it's been, huh? What a past few weeks it's been. What a past few months it's been. How did we get where we are when we see debates like yesterday? You know, you want your kids to even watch that stuff? Let me give you a brief synopsis of how I opened up the Monster program yesterday. We'll carry that into today's program. I think it's very relevant. But I won't give you all of it. I'll just give you a brief few parts of it here. I started with this. I said, let me start with this. The hysteria surrounding Donald Trump's vulgar comments from those social justice warriors and hypocrites whose superior clean living apparently gives them the moral authority to attack and destroy Donald Trump is more proof of the decay of the state of journalism in this once great nation. Now, I'll stop there for just a second, and I think that that was accurate. Remember, this was spoken about an hour before the debate. And based on what we would see an hour later from Martha Raddatz and from Anderson Cooper, I believe that statement was proven correct. So keep that in mind when you hear the rest of what I said. I said it's more proof of the decay of the state of journalism in this once great nation. There are those who claim that anyone protecting Trump while attacking the actions of Bill Clinton are nothing short of hypocrites. Me personally, I have to laugh at that, unless, of course, those same individuals themselves have lived a holier-than-thou existence. You know, like the morally superior Democrat gun grabber praising the latest infringements on our rights, only later to be arrested himself for having a gun at school. You remember that up in New York? We don't forget those things here. The guy pushing the SAFE Act in New York. But he carries his own gun to his kid's school because he can. He's morally superior to you. Maybe the teacher preaching child safety or her concern for children or his concern for children that brought him or her into teaching profession to begin with, who will later be arrested for their morally bankrupt actions with his or her students. We see this in the news every day, don't we? And what do we hear? I can't believe Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so did that. They were always so great with the kids. The point I'm trying to make is this. All human beings, including you, are flawed, including me, including you, are flawed. We are all sinners, every one of us. And all of us, and this is where you have to put on your honesty cap with me here. But I can promise you that you've done things or said things in the past that you later regret. All of us, including those Columbia School of Journalism graduates and their phony professors, all of us have done that. We're human. And being flawed is part of the human condition. See Bill Clinton. See Hillary Clinton and her myriad lies. I don't think she knows how to tell the truth anymore. But we're all human. We all suffer from that human condition, and being flawed is a part of that condition. Eventually, all of us are going to answer for our failings and our sins somehow, somewhere. But for all of those journalists, and keep in mind what you saw last night, and remember I said this pre-debate, all of those journalists who apparently walk on water with golden halos surrounding their heads while angel music, harp music, plays in the background wherever they step. There's a special place in hell for you hypocrites. We have a phone call. Scott down in Florida. Scott, welcome to the show. How you doing? Scott, you got a copy? I see you blinking up there.
Yeah. Do you hear me?
How are you? Yeah, I can hear you. How are you, Scott? What's going on down there in Miami?
Dodging Cat 4 hurricanes, luckily.
Cat 4, huh? Don't you love that? It's a Cat 4. It's a Cat 4. Well, you did. You got out of it okay, and I spent a lot of time down there, so I know very well, good and well, what you went through down there. So congratulations for getting out of that, and everybody was thinking about you down there, especially those of us who know people like you down there. Scott, you just heard my remarks. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, there's a lot of hypocrites out there. You know, the people, especially politicians, who say, I support the Second Amendment, but...
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Because did you see the debate last night?
No, I did not.
Okay, during a question about the Supreme Court picks asked of both Trump and Clinton, and interestingly, just to let you know, there were no questions asked specifically about the Second Amendment in yesterday's debate. John Mott was on the program prior to doing some pre-debate analysis with us, and he thought that there would be two questions. In fact, he gave us the two questions that he said, quote-unquote, we knew were going to be asked. They didn't get to those questions. My theory is because Martha Raddatz decided to waste whatever time she decided to waste debating Donald Trump, excuse me, and going after Donald Trump, and that took away from her ability to go after that Second Amendment question. Because you see, the debaters, the moderators, I should say, debaters too, they consider themselves debaters, Scott, take it upon themselves to determine what questions are going to be asked and what aren't, because I can promise you they didn't get to everything. So that falls on the moderator's shoulders, which goes right back to what you heard me say relative to my opening remarks from yesterday's show.
Right.
That's how they set the narrative. But in the context of a question asked about the asked about Supreme Court picks, Donald Trump gave his answer. Hillary Clinton gave her answer. Donald Trump gave his answer. And, of course, Donald Trump referred to the Second Amendment and protecting the Second Amendment, and he pointed at Hillary Clinton, and he said, which is under vicious attack, basically, I'm paraphrasing, by you, Mrs. Clinton, and I'll protect the Second Amendment and all that it stands for and all that it means. Now, any gun owner who cares about constitutional rights and the right to keep and bear arms understood what Donald Trump was saying, at which point Hillary Clinton got up to offer her rebuttal and wasn't stopped and said, I want to make it very clear, I support the Second Amendment. But exactly what you just said. What does it mean, Scott, when you hear that?
Oh, what does it mean? It means I'm talking out the side of my mouth and that, you know, I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, get people's attention. But I am for common sense safety and gun laws.
Gun safety. See, you get it. Scott gets it. Scott gets it down in Miami. Gun safety equates to gun control. He understands the lingo and the phraseology used by the leftist gun grabbers in America. And that's exactly what I wanted to point out. And you nailed it without even having seen it, Scott.
Nope.
I support the Second Amendment, but, and that is exactly what Hillary Clinton said. And we all know that to mean I don't support crap. I support the Second Amendment the way I want it to read, or as long as what I want to have happen to it happens when I'm president, right?
Absolutely.
Scott, you're on it, man. I appreciate the call, brother. Take care down in Miami. Did you guys get out unscathed?
Unscathed.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Congratulations to you and your family and everybody else. Appreciate the call, Scott, down in Miami, and the discussion. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this. I support the Second Amendment, but Scott in Miami just nailed it. She doesn't support nothing.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Man, what amazing times we live in, huh? I want to thank Scott for the call down in Miami. Fascinating to me that he didn't actually watch the debate, but he caught the Second Amendment. I support the Second Amendment, but. I support the Second Amendment, but. There is no but in the Second Amendment. And that's a topic we've talked about together for many years, both in Armed American Radio, on this program over the last year and a half, and, of course, Armed American Radio's huge monster cast on the weekend broadcast. I support the Second Amendment, but. The moment you hear, I support the Second Amendment, but. Or, I support the Second Amendment, however, you can walk away. You can know immediately that that individual does not support the Second Amendment in its current form. It means we need to repeal and replace it. That's what it means, as if there's somebody that's like you talking about Obamacare. You do not support the Second Amendment when your ultimate goal is to infringe on it or to remove it. Not enough time in the next half hour to go through the people who are calling. That's what we talk about every day on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and on the Armed American Radio Network Monster Broadcast. So let's take that. How would they infringe on it? Let's go back to some executive. That's been a topic of discussion. Oh, you know what? First, let me give you a question that John Lott wanted to see asked on yesterday's broadcast, or on yesterday's debate. Yeah, we talked about on yesterday's broadcast. The question he wanted to see asked would be, would you appoint judges to overturn 2008 Heller decision so guns can be banned? Simple question. It didn't make it. But with all due respect, neither did the other two. But that the answer to that would be everything you need to know. Now, Hillary Clinton would, of course, come out with the I support the Second Amendment, but nobody's trying to overturn or overrule anything. Nobody wants to, okay, nobody wants to abolish the Second Amendment. I support the Second Amendment, but I believe we can keep guns out of the hands of those who will do, and on and on and on. You know the routine. This is a woman so adept at lying, so corrupt, that she could stand up at Goldman Sachs and say, I support repealing the Second Amendment to our Bill of Rights. And then when it's leaked, say, I didn't say that. And in the context of a debate with liberal moderators, not get pressed on it. It's quite fascinating, quite a fascinating dynamic. These people are so adept at lying. And you know, why, ask yourself why. Why are they? Why can Hillary Clinton get away with saying these things? Donald Trump nailed her on her emails, absolutely nailed her, and told her, you know what, I'm going to try to put you in jail, is essentially what he said. If I win this election, I'm going to appoint a special prosecutor that's going to look into this. And she said, that's why he can't be president. That's right, because you'd be in jail. And when hammered on her emails, will stand up and say, I didn't do it. And then accuse Trump of lying about it. When I believe it's a pretty safe statement to say most all Americans know damn good and well that Hillary Clinton is probably one of the most effective liars American politics has ever seen. Oh, and that whole thing about Abe Lincoln, wow, that was crazy, wasn't it? So how do they want to infringe? You may remember back in 2013, Barack Obama issued 23 executive orders. Do you remember those? And then in 2015, he added a few more to the hat. Remember that? Let me read you two of them. Remember, I support the Second Amendment, but. So when you don't hear discussion about the Second Amendment in yesterday's debate, per se, well, how can we even talk about the Second Amendment in the context of the debate? Did you hear Hillary Clinton talk about Obamacare? Did you hear Donald Trump talk about Obamacare? Of course you did. They spent quite a bit of time on it. What was Hillary Clinton saying about Obamacare? Of course, she got knocked back on her heels because the numbers are terrible. It's in a death spiral right now, and as Donald Trump said, and I believe him, it's probably not going to survive 2017. The architect of Obamacare is trying to blame Republicans, by the way, not one of which voted for Obamacare. Not one. But somehow it's the Republicans' fault. So how do we tie all this back to guns? What does Hillary Clinton's response on Obamacare have to do with guns? Let's go to executive order number 14 in 2013 by Barack Obama. Issue a presidential memorandum directing the Centers for Disease Control to research the causes and prevention of gun violence. Number 16, clarify that the Affordable Care Act does not prohibit doctors asking their patients about guns in their homes. Oh, hey, look, let's go to 17. Release a letter to health care providers clarifying that no federal law prohibits them from reporting threats of violence to law enforcement authorities. What is a threat of violence? It's whatever a good liberal doctor deems it to be, isn't it? And we're going to send a letter to you clarifying that, hey, there's no federal law prohibiting you from, you know, reporting whoever you want as an anti-gun physician, is there? Back up to number 14. Issue a presidential memorandum directing the Centers for Disease Control to research the causes and preventions of gun violence. Look, when you hear Hillary Clinton and the left talking about the Affordable Care Act, you have to understand that if they can frame the debate, supposed debate, there is no debate, but I'll use their lingo. If they can frame the gun control debate as a health care issue, they control you. They can take your guns away under the guise of medical treatment. Because the Centers for Disease Control is being directed by the president, the most anti-gun president in American history, to research the causes and preventions of gun violence, as if it's a virus. Here, I'll give you the causes and prevention of gun violence. You want me to tell you what it is? Gang banging, illegal drugs, short sentences. You want me to tell you how to prevent gun violence? Lock them up. Put them in the cell next to Hillary. Problem solved. Go to Chicago and go after crime and cut the gun control crap. Now, you know they know that. You know they know that. Yet they continue to come after you. There's more on that list. This is number two. Address unnecessary legal barriers, particularly relating to the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, that may prevent states from making information available to the background check system. Do you know what that means? Give a bureaucrat carte blanche to decide what can make it into the NICS, thereby using your mental health. Have we not talked about that on this program many, many times? Social Security. Every one of these avenues have been opened up by Barack Obama with his 23 executive actions on guns and gun safety. It's nothing to do with guns and gun safety. It has to do with opening up a portal through which they can come after your gun rights any way they choose. Any way they choose. So when you hear them talking at the next debate about Social Security, which doesn't come up anymore, but we know the administration's gone after guns through there. Why? If you've got appointed somebody as a fiduciary to handle your financials because you can't anymore, you need to be in the NICS check because you're not mentally capable. Not to mention the fact if you're a gun owner, you suffer from a disease, and we're going to let the Centers for Disease Control prove it. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, wrapping up the fastest hour in radio, no doubt. Patrick in Illinois, if you're still listening, I want to apologize. Give us a call back. You know the number, 877-956-9566. I'll be more than happy to put you on air. I want to apologize for not getting to your call in the last segment. I apologize for you holding. In the meantime, let me send you over to usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. Today's Gun of the Day giveaway, a Sig Sauer 1911 carry Scorpion valued at $1,149. This thing is absolutely beautiful. No gun collection or gun safe has an adequate collection without a 1911. It is the quintessential American firearm. All you have to do is visit usccaonair.com for unrivaled protection for you and your family. Turbocharged self-defense shield benefits are here. 7 hours, 10 minutes, and 58 seconds from the sound of my voice. To get in the running for that Sig Sauer 1911 carry Scorpion, all you have to do is activate your self-defense shield today to claim your new turbocharged benefits. Become instantly prepared to protect yourself and your family from these from the unforeseen legal and financial aftermath of a self-defense shooting. USCCAonair.com. If you get to it after today's program, if you're listening to the show delayed, real simple, USCCAonair.com, you will see the new gun up before I tell you about it tomorrow. So you don't have to wait. You don't have to do it right now. You can do it tomorrow if you want. You just won't hear me tell you what that gun is until tomorrow's Armed American Radio Daily Defense. You'll see it before me. All right? But you pick up. All you got to do is activate a membership. Silver membership, $300,000 in coverage. Gold, $575,000. And platinum up to $1.125 million in protection, self-defense shield protection. Should, God forbid, you have to defend your life with a firearm, USCCA. onair.com. And Patrick, feel free to call back again if you're interested, okay? I appreciate it, and I apologize for not getting to your call last time. Boy, it is the fastest hour in radio. I have so much I want to cover with you today. I'm not going to get to all of it. But I think the last segment was vital because I don't want you to think they're not talking about your gun rights. When Hillary Clinton talks about Social Security, when Hillary Clinton talks about health care, and the Affordable Care Act, and keeping what works, and fixing what doesn't. All of these things tie back to your firearms rights. Let's not, it's not just the Second Amendment that we're talking about, or the Supreme Court that we're talking about, relative to the Second Amendment. It's all of them. I'm going to go back again to the executive actions of Barack Obama's in 2015. Of course, you recall he issued those in 2013. In 2015, he issued more executive actions on gun control. Now, I want to ask you this question. I want you to think about it. I want you to be honest. Do you believe that Barack Obama, if he could take more executive action to infringe on your gun rights, do you believe he would do it with the use of a pen? Do you believe he would do it? Do you not think that Barack Obama has teams of attorneys working on just that? They've said as much. Of course he would. I'm convinced. I may be wrong. Unlike Hillary Clinton, I can't see the future. But I'm convinced we're going to see more executive action on gun control from this president after the election, during his lame duckness, right smack up until the inauguration. And I wouldn't put it past this man to issue executive actions on guns as his last presidential move. I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't put it past him to go after a class of firearms, maybe something along the lines of the National Firearms Act, or a unilateral move around Congress on so-called expanded background checks. Not concerned in the least about a constitutional crisis, checks and balances, and the three branches of government. Now that begs the following question. Hillary Clinton and her team, her chief of staff, if I'm not mistaken, recently said that she was going to move on guns via executive action above and beyond what Barack Obama has already done. Now you heard me just say, and I asked you the question, do you believe that Barack Obama would issue more executive actions if he could, and if he felt they were constitutional? He doesn't care about the Constitution. We've seen that time and time again. All one need to do is look at the Affordable Care Act, if that's what you want to go. That's the direction you want to go. Going to run out of time, so I'll leave you with that. You know that to be the case. We all know that to be the case. So then that, again, begs this question. What is it you think, what would Hillary Clinton do that the worst gun-grabbing president in history, who has had teams of attorneys looking at and reviewing what he can do with his pen to strip you of your rights, for God's sakes, what would she do? And she's already said she would take further steps above and beyond Barack Obama's actions. What would that amount to? I don't pretend to know the answer to that. I have my theories and I can guess. I won't do that yet simply because Barack Obama's not done yet. So let's wait and see what steps he takes between now and Inauguration Day. It will happen after the election, and it will happen, I believe, regardless of who becomes president, whether it's Trump or whether it's Clinton. Clinton won't have to do anything other than nominate an anti-gun Supreme Court justice. That right there would be enough, but not enough for her, because they've already come out and said they were going to take executive action over and above Barack Obama. What does that tell you? When you have people who have never met a gun control law or a gun control proposal that they haven't embraced, no matter how off the hook it is, tell you that they want to do more, you can take to the bank what their ultimate goal is. Because nothing they are doing, no actions they have taken, no actions they want to take, will stop the carnage in Chicago or St. Louis or Detroit or L.A. or any other liberal Democrat-controlled city. Not one. The actions they take only affect you. They affect me. They do not affect criminal activity. That tells you something. And we are going to continue to hammer this home every single day until this election. Every single day, we're going to remind you of this. And we're going to do it with their own words. We don't have to make it up. They've laid it out for us. If you're a member of the NRA, they hate you. If you're a member of the USCCA, they hate you. It doesn't matter what party you are. You could be a Democrat member of the USC. They hate you if you love your guns. It doesn't matter to them. As evidenced by the actions they take that only impact you. You need to keep this at the front of your brain as you listen to the rest of the, one more debate. It's going to be the tail of the tape. Old Trump, man, he just keeps coming back, doesn't he? The choice is clear November 8th if you support your gun rights, and that's what this program is all about. Hillary Clinton cannot become the president of the United States. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom every single day of the week. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow, too. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.